Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble. Speaking is such a huge part of our daily lives that we need all the wisdom we can find to guide us. The book of Proverbs comes back to the subject time and again, precisely because it's so important. We need to be constantly learning how to use our tongues more effectively. And part of that is to learn when to speak and when to be silent. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "Remember not only to say the right thing in the right place, but far more difficult still, to leave unsaid the wrong thing at the tempting moment." Those are wise words. There are many tempting moments in life when we are lured into sharing some juicy gossip or joining in with damaging criticism, and God looks to us to keep our mouths firmly shut. This isn't remotely easy, but it's all part of learning to live life to the full and deliberately turning our back on those things that will cause damage and hurt. The trouble with speaking is that we do so much of it, and it just happens. It isn't the product of a long process of reflection. We just open our mouths and the words flow out. The writer of the Proverbs is clearly encouraging us to put more thinking into our talking. He commands us to watch our tongue, and that clearly involves standing back from what we say and reflecting on what we're saying and how we're saying it. This is probably best done in prayer. As we come before God at the end of the day, we can offer him our conversations and reflect with him on the way in which we've spoken. At times it will be immediately obvious that we need to seek his forgiveness for words that have been poorly chosen. And there will be other moments when we can think of things that could have been phrased better. And we'll also spot moments when not saying anything at all would have been in every way the best choice. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of our tongues. Help us to use them in a way that will be constantly helpful and encouraging to other people. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you.